Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
All right, my friends, we are halfway home on a Thursday. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel. Ben Higgins, friendly neighborhood sports anchor. We did find the picture of my... My five-year-old at the time, feeding my three-year-old at the time, edible underwear, live from the Christmas and holiday extravaganza last year. That's up on the YouTube feed. What a proud, proud moment as a parent. Oh, good, your first pair of edible underwear.
He is loving it.
And he is getting... After it. Bo holding some piece of lacy part of the underwear, feeding the gummy part to Taylor.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That is just fantastic. Fantastic stuff. And our Christmas and holiday extravaganza is coming up on December 20th. I believe they will be in attendance again. So that should be fun. Don't know what we'll have them do this year, but it's not going to top that. I can promise you. I would like Taylor... to get a couple of punches on Ben. That would be fun. Let Taylor take some shots at you. He punches hard. Hard, hard.
What's in it for me?
Redemption. Like, because you've been so mean to him and hate him so much, I think it'd be fun to let him punch you.
I agree.
You down? He hurts, I'll tell you. He packs a punch. He's tough. Gut.
I feel like I could take it, but...
Okay. I guess we'll see.
I guess we will see.
I guess we will see. He said the other day, does Ben and Woods still hate me? Poor kid.
Poor kid.
Poor kid indeed.
I don't hate anybody.
I know. It's very weird that you don't, but you don't. This was an odd thing that happened. Paulie actually called this to our attention earlier in the program. Went to commercial, and he said, did you guys hear that? I said, I didn't. What are you talking about? And so he played something that aired on our actual terrestrial radio airwaves. I heard it, and I went, huh, I don't really get it. I would like somebody smarter than me to explain why this was played.
It's officially the merry season, and San Diego's Christmas station, Kixie 96.5, is your home for holiday music. Spinning the biggest and best festive tracks all day long, okay. Now through Christmas Day.
Right. So far, so good. Promo. Do they know?
Get your holiday fix on the radio at 96.5 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KYXY or listen on the go with the free Odyssey app.
No, you're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. Station. Don't go to your smart speaker and listen to Kixie. Now, we could have just blown past it. Now we're calling even more attention to it and promoting it more. So that's probably on
good
us.
Good point. But you don't hear that in a lot of other businesses, though.
Yes.
Like at Petco Park. Hey, if you're not enjoying today's Padres game, the Dodgers are playing right now just 100 miles up the road.
Hey, all you Coke drinkers, if you get tired of Coca-Cola, can we recommend Pepsi? What in the actual world is happening right now? I'm all for
Kixie, Odyssey Station. They're right next door to us.
Down there. They're playing their Christmas music, but you're listening to Ben and Woods in the morning. What I don't need, it's already hard enough to survive in this business without your own company telling other people to stop listening to your show and go listen to another show.
Maybe someone's thinking, well, yeah, after Ben and Woods is over, but we want you to stay here and listen to Annie and Elston and then stay and listen to Gwen and Chris.
Now, let's redo the promo. Hey, at 9 o'clock tonight, if you're not listening to anything, go ahead and flip over to
Correct. When do Gwen and Chris, when's the last, so today's Thursday?
Six, and then there's Scraby's a football on. Game. Well, there's a football game today, football game. So don't miss the football game.
Tune in tonight after the football game for your Christmas fix.
I mean, there's always something. We're a 24-hour radio station.
Correct.
We never go off the air. We don't want you to stop listening.
Yeah, if you guys hate Ben and Woods, go check out Eddie and his crew over on Rock 105.3, the show. They're also very good. What in the world? There's no difference to me. I'm in competition with them. For listeners, right?
That's sports on Channel 10, but if you didn't like what I had to say, Darnay Tripp is giving you some different stuff now on Channel 7.
Highly recommend listening watching Darnay Tripp, Jake Arignani, all of them. Yeah, Julian Delgadio, Fox 5, any of those guys are good. So I want to understand. I want to be a team player, but I also want to understand. Now, conversely, are John and Tammy playing... Hey, listen to Ben and Woods on 97.3. Listen to your smart speaker. Yeah, if you're tired of...
I mean,
what's the guy's name yesterday?
I barely listen to our own show, so I definitely don't listen to other shows while we're on.
What's the show, the guy, the country singer you mentioned yesterday?
Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah, if you're tired of Tucker Wetmore, give Ben and Woods a shot on 97.3 The Fan. It's so wild. Where's Adam? Is he here?
I haven't seen him yet.
I haven't either.
If you've had as much jelly roll as you can handle, head on over to Ben and Woods. Listen to Don't Do This.
I am not okay.
I think we should start counter-programming what they're doing. Let's start playing our own Christmas music. That's what we should be doing. Oh, you guys want to take our audience? Well, guess what? Ben and Woods, all Christmas music for the rest of the day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. All right, we'll be back. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's very odd.
Like, I totally understand station promotion, helping each other out.
Absolutely.
In the same building. And it's, if KSON, they got
Country Fest.
They got their telethon happening
this week. Their telethon happening right now for St. Jude.
I would have no problem with those ads running, but it's not like, hey, turn the dial and go listen to another station.
My wife has been listening to Kixie nonstop. So whatever you're doing, powers that be, it's working because you've already converted a tier one of ours over to Kixie for the entire month of December. December is, we didn't talk about this the other day. We talked about December being a weird year. And I don't know that listeners even know this, but you know that December in radio is like, they're like, it's the holiday book. It's weird. It's like, so why do I need to be here? You really don't count it. You know what I mean? Like, Kixie's play Christmas music. They're going to get good ratings.
We want a lot of good momentum rolling into 2025 in January.
Let me leave in November and let me get rested up and I'll come out swinging in January as I always do. But if you're not going to, they're like, it's the holiday book. It doesn't even really count. What? What does that mean? It's very strange. What are your thoughts? You're a logical person.
I guess logically I would say that during the month of December, everybody's going to want at some point to listen to some Christmas music.
Sure.
Hopefully it's not during our show, but at some point you're going to be, hosting a Christmas party, whatever, and you want to turn it on.
I listened to some this morning because I didn't care about what Maggie and Perloff had to say about
Lincoln
Riley.
Oh, you listen to Christmas music?
We've got to... make sure that when they're doing so, they listen to our company's Christmas music and not some other.
Okay.
Company's so Christmas music, because we have the best Christmas songs.
Oh, there's no, our Christmas songs are the best.
Other Christmas, you know, music
stations,
on other stations,
not
terrible.
As good. Terrible.
But we have, you know, the really
elite.
Good Christmas songs.
Yeah. So
because there's a wide variety, of course.
So I don't have a problem with promoting that we're playing Christmas music. On what I think that bugs me is, you know, tell your smart speaker to play KXYX, you know, in the middle of our show. I think that is the one.
Yeah, I heard it during a commercial break this morning, and I just, like, I heard the very end. I was like, oh, yeah, flip over to Kixie.
Yeah, flip on over.
Tell your smart speaker, and I go, huh.
That's so
like,
weird.
I understand, and I'm like, maybe I'm just being a jerk. I'm like, is that a weird, I asked you, is that weird to run during our show? During any of our
I
live
think
shows.
Any running anything that asks you to not listen to the show that you're currently listening to, it feels weird to me.
I guess you're feeling like if, you know, Kixie is number one this month and everybody's listening, then our boss comes to us and goes, great job. You guys made Kixie number one. That's what we were going for.
Here's a bonus.
Here's a bonus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it would be okay, but
the ratings say on December 5th, Kixie had a huge spike in their listening
but
audience.
You really get the sense that, you know, then they're going to go, hey, why'd your numbers go down compared to Kixie's this month?
That's the problem.
Well, we were advertising for them during
yeah,
our show.
We were telling people to go listen to them at 7 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. So I really don't understand it. I don't understand it. Yeah, there's a lot of options out there. We certainly appreciate those of you that choose to stay and listen to Ben and Woods every day, despite what our own commercials may tell you. We really, really enjoy having you here, and your loyalty is certainly appreciated. No, Keegan, Kixie does not have a YouTube stream. Not for the Christmas.
Like, they don't even have a person.
There's not even a person in there.
Just the Christmas music just continues unabated.
Yeah. What did you listen to this morning, Polly? Kixie?
Spotify.
Your Christmas, do you have a Christmas mix?
I opened up Spotify and it just had like a Christmas, like Spotify
Christmas playlist.
Christmas playlist. I just press play. Puts you in a good mood.
It kind of does, except for the one that gets me, the one that got me the other night when we went out to look at Christmas lights was freaking Alvin and the Chipmunks. I am so... I'm like, I looked at Hannah, I go, can I please turn the channel? No, we're looking at Christmas lights. I'm like, please, anything but this.
I just want a
it makes me die every single time.
No, that's just the one guy.
Yes,
he speeds up his voice to make it sound that way and then slows it back down, but it's still high-pitched. Dave Seville.
Dan wants to know, what's a tier one? How do I get initiated into this cult? You're in. Actually, send me $100 and you're in. Venmo me $100.
You're in. All of our listeners are tier ones. Yeah, automatically. You're here. Yeah. You're part of the community. We love having you and we appreciate you joining us every morning.
Everyone's asking where Adam is because he's always so active in the chat. But he's disappeared from this corporate mandate, maybe. This does not put me in a good mood. It doesn't put me in a Christmassy mood or a good mood. Thank you.
I was actually listening to Maggie and Perloff this morning.
Of course you were.
You know you
what
were.
Did you glean from them?
I had an interesting conversation on Lincoln Riley. Actually, the first thing I gleaned...
That's what I turned away from, actually.
First thing I gleaned was I didn't realize...
That's exactly what I heard.
Perloff used to be one of the Danettes on the Dan Patrick program.
Oh, nice.
And I didn't know that. He was talking about that today.
Oh, by the way, if you're tired of this show, you can go listen to Dan Patrick. He's on the AM station across the street, just FYI. If you get tired of us, he's right there.
It was the discussion that Central Florida was like asking about hiring Lincoln Riley away from USC.
And they were asking.
Yeah, they were thinking, hey, any interest in coming and coaching at Central Florida instead of USC, where things are going really poorly for you? And Riley responded yesterday and said, tell him I'm a USC Trojan. I'm not going anywhere.
Thank God.
On my life, I got into the car. I heard that exact conversation because I had the dial on 97.3 The Fan from yesterday.
Not Kixie.
Not Kixie.
Right.
And they were talking about it. I gave it about 30 seconds, and I swear on my life, in my brain, I go, this is what Ben listens to every morning.
Every single day, just getting his fix, man.
National, yeah.
I want to do an experiment with you next week, okay? I want you to listen to music 5 days, the whole week, and then we'll get a report on Friday. I want to see the minute you get in your car in the morning, as you drive in, no PGA radio, no MLB radio, no Maggie and Perloff, music. I won't pick the music for you. Pick, you listen to whatever you want. You want to listen to your 20-song playlist of Sade and all your sex songs, you can do that. But I want 5 days. Can you do 5 days of listening to no sports radio in the morning?
What would the report be, though?
I want to see how you feel. I want to see if you feel. He's riding in the same America song. I want to see how it affects your mood. Are you going to be anxious?
My imagination is that I would be anxiety ridden.
Of just listening, driving and listening to music.
Yeah, by not listening to what's going on. I'd feel out of touch.
I listen to Christmas music because it's December. But it's December. Usually I'm listening to like rock and roll or hip-hop, like something that gets
you fired up.
Woke up a little bit.
I always feel like I'm missing out. If I'm listening to music, then I could be missing something big that's going on.
Yeah.
And there could be an interesting topic that's out there. There's breaking news. And I don't like the thought that it's going on and I can't tell because I'm just listening to some song that might be 50 years old right now.
Yeah. But I want to, could you think you could do it?
I mean, could I do it? Physically, I'm capable of doing it.
But you don't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. No.
I think it'd be a good experiment.
Be unhealthy.
No, it would not be unhealthy.
Unhealthy.
Really?
Well, doing things that make you anxious is generally not.
Yeah, Adam Paul says in the chat, that's why you have notifications.
That's what noties are for.
I don't like notifications.
You don't need to just sit and listen to national sports shows waiting for news to break.
Did you feel better learning the Lincoln Riley news that you probably could have found on the internet?
Well, I'd already seen it.
And that we weren't going to talk about
it. You'd already seen it, so all he wants to do is rehash what he's already knows.
Totally new.
All right, next week.
It's an interesting conversation, though.
Like, how often do you listen to Mad Dog Radio or anything? Like,
I do.
At least baseball?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
That at least is
MLB
like
Network
show
Radio is great. I enjoy definitely the morning show with Steve Phillips.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
He's on, and, you know, they've been breaking down the different teams.
I'll listen
stuff,
to, like, some Howard Stern, catch him for, like, 30, 45 minutes on my way in, because that's, I can pick something out of that sometimes.
Yeah.
And be like, ooh, that's good.
That's good. Creative. That's inspiring.
Gets the juices flowing.
That's right.
Creatively, of course.
I guess for him, sports radio gets his juices flowing.
Billy in the chat.
Were we going to come into a segment on Lincoln Riley today?
No,
we weren't,
though.
Yeah, you never know. I like sometimes to be ready for it. He says notifications are bad. I agree. I do not use notifications on my phone. I just feel like it's a slippery slope. And
why,
once
what's
you're getting
with notifications,
whoa,
I just get so many.
Yeah, and then it's like, then they all become meaningless.
They all go to my phone too. It makes me insane. So I've cleared most notifications.
All I really want is text alerts. If someone sends me a text, I want to be notified.
You don't want like ESPN breaking news.
No.
This just happened.
I just want to make sure I'm always looking at what's going on.
I'm on,
so I'll see it myself.
I'm on the internet 19 to 20 hours a day. I don't miss much in the world.
So
going,
if you set up your notifications, you don't have to be on the internet. 20 hours.
You want to talk about anxiety? Take me off the internet for 5-6 hours a day. It would be almost impossible. So you won't do the experiment. Yeah, you do a lot of stuff on this show. That's where you draw the line.
Interesting.
What if the Padres are making a big trade?
What if they don't?
Maggie and Perloff won't be talking about
it. They won't
be.
Yeah, that's a great point. They will not be talking about it.
Is it like all day long or just on my way into work?
Just on your way into work.
Oh, just on my way into work.
Yeah, just your 30-minute, 20-minute drive.
I will listen to music on my way into
work. 5 days.
Yeah.
All right.
Next week.
All right. Cool. I want to see if it changes you at all.
Changes me.
Yeah, I want to see if like you're in a better mood, better headspace.
I listened to a little extra Gordon Lightfoot yesterday.
Did you? After the show?
The Spotify Wrapped, yeah.
Yeah.
A little wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
You know what I listened to yesterday? Heart. Because
nice.
Of you. Yeah, see? Spotify Wrapped's important.
Change your life?
Do what?
Did it change your life at all?
No, but it just brought back good memories. Billy wants to know, do I think my anxiety comes from being on the internet so much? No, my anxiety comes from worrying about my kids, my job, my health, things like that. That's where I get my anxiety from. I'm a worrier. I'm from a family of worriers. My son is a worrier, so that's just who we are.
All right, when we come back, can we talk about Blake Snell just for a minute?
Sure.
And you,
you, must.
Had, a, You had an Andrew Friedman quote that you never got to yesterday.
I teased it yesterday. I thought this was an interesting strategy that he talked about.
But I did want to bring it back up. Yes, we know he's going to the Dodgers. I'm not going to cry about it.
No, we're not going to rehash that.
But I just had some curious questions about Blake Snell, and that's coming up after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, you have your witness on the stand, counselor. Begin your questioning.
Well, he didn't hear it. He just said, I don't know what I'm walking into here. You're walking in
Hi,
cold.
Welcome back. This is Ben and Woods.
On 97.3 The Fan. We're back. Adam Klug joins us live in studio. Was that a passive-aggressive air check there?
No.
From you, Kluger? Welcome in.
Thank you.
It's good to have you.
Me, and I don't know what we're about to talk about. It's great.
Nervous?
No.
Okay.
I've been told by radio experts that it's better to just jump right into the content and 100%. Spend a bunch of time reminding listeners of something they already know.
Correct.
That they're listening to Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan. We talked about this yesterday. In most cars, it actually says it right there on the screen.
Yeah.
Not only the station name, but the show they're listening to. There might even be a picture of the three of us right now.
Where I was really going is resetting and explaining what you're about to grill me about. You just said you've got your witness on the stand, and if someone just jumped in the car and turned it on, I don't know.
I will let the counselor handle the setup, the cross-examination.
Ben loves to be air-checked, by the way. It's his favorite thing.
Sure.
So we were in the middle of our show, and Paul said, hey, have you guys heard this yet? And it was a promo that's running on our station. And it wasn't one of those, you know, sexy promos or anything. This one was a little bit different. So Paulie will play it for you.
It's officially the merry season, and San Diego's Christmas station, Kixie 96.5, is your home for holiday music.
Spinning the biggest and best
festive tracks all day long, now through Christmas Day.
Yep, we know. Same old Christmas song.
Get your holiday fix on the radio at 96.5 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KYXY or listen on the go with the free Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So right in the middle of our show,
right.
Tune into another radio station. And Ben made the point, it would be like being at Petco. And they're like, if you're not enjoying this game, just drive a short 100 miles up the road to the Dodger game and check them out. It's very odd.
You know, during Padres games, we run spots on the other music stations to say, tune in to 97.3 The Fan. The score is currently, you can listen to the Padres on 97.3 or on the Odyssey app.
I wouldn't know. I don't listen to other radio stations. So, I mean, I'm just a loyalist.
Do the other stations in the morning, though, say, hey, if you really want some
sports
talk in the mornings, check out Ben and Woods right now on 97.3 The Fan.
No, but when there's Padres news and they talk about Padres, they will promote the 97.3 The Fan and say, tune into that station.
Dan says in the chat, his screen in his car says on Kixie right now, you are not listening to Ben and Woods.
Yeah, you put it on Kixie right now, say, you're not listening to Ben and Woods. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. I find it a little odd.
I think this time of year, when you have a station like Kixie that really just absolutely dominate.
They just
like,
crush
there's no way around it. Like, look at the numbers. They absolutely crushed because they played the Christmas music. Most clusters, which is a group of radio stations, will capitalize this time of year and put all their efforts towards making as much money and getting as many listeners as they can to that station.
So why am I here? Is what I want to know. What is the purpose of me being here?
To serve our audience.
You're telling them to go to another place.
Yes. Hey, audience, it's Woodsy. You know how much I love to serve you. Go listen to Kixie in the morning. Consider yourself served.
If you're into that kind of thing.
If you're into Christmas music, here's another question.
I hate Christmas music.
Why don't we just play Christmas music on the station? How about that?
If it does so well.
If it does so well.
Because we have a station that does that. We don't
need multiple competing against ourselves.
Man.
Why don't we do sports talk on Kixi?
I'll go do a break. I'll go break in right now.
And then
I'll go break in right now.
Christmas music here.
No, it's just a question. I've never I understand, you know, they have an event. Like you said, Padre Game is an event. You know, John and Timmy.
We promote Country Fest.
Country Fest, 100%. No
problem. We're going to have John in later to talk about the Radiothon.
Yep, 100%. Yep. That I understand. It's the weird part is listening to a Coke commercial that says, if you don't like us, just try Pepsi. It's all good.
Can we make a promo you'll run on KSON in mid to late March? Hey, guys, it's Ben and Woods. If you're sick of Jelly Roll,
yes.
Flip on over to 97.3. We're getting ready for counting you down to opening day.
I think if nothing else, you should at least make that promo. And let me go pitch it.
All right.
If it makes you feel any better, I wasn't asked about this Kixi promo.
No, yeah, I know. It's not your fault. You get the brunt. Because
some people make those decisions and they are told to air this.
If you're tired of this,
you know you should
I am not okay.
I'm not okay promoting other stations in the middle of our
show. You
should
go get your AI created country music and go pitch it to John.
Oh man. All right, well I guess I have an answer now. I still think maybe we just play Christmas music and just bounce. If we're going to crush in the ratings.
You are all talk. You would never do that. You love your audience too much.
I do.
Yeah.
I do like to serve.
And for that, I appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for clarifying that for us.
I don't know if I actually clarified.
You did. It makes sense. I mean, we kind of knew it was out of your hands, but it is an interesting one. We are in an interesting business sometimes, and that kind of... made me perk up a little bit.
I heard the end of that promo during a commercial break, and I go, huh.
But what did you think leading up to the very end? Because it didn't mention Kixi until the end. So what did you think the promo was?
Well, we knew what the promo was for, and promos are fine, but it was listen to Kixi on your smart speaker. Tune into Kixi now. If you hate Ben and Woods, go listen to Christmas music. So that was more of the call to action,
right.
I think, that we were surprised about. But thank you very much.
Is there
much.
A different way it could have been labeled? Or kind of worded to where you wouldn't have been, action part. It's just like Christmas music on Kixi.
Yeah, there you go.
Or your Christmas station.
Yeah, your Christmas station. Done. Easy. We're also your Christmas station on December 20th. You're going to hear a lot of Christmas music, a lot of Christmas talk, a lot of holiday talk. That's what we do, Christmas and holiday extravaganza. You're going to be there working the cameras for us. We've got a great idea planned for you.
Oh,
it's going to be great.
We got a few ideas, actually.
We got a few ideas, yeah. We're going to zip you up in a suitcase, just so you know. Let's see if you can get out in 4 hours.
That's not happening.
Thank you, Adam.
Of course.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. I do want to...
get to that news.
I want to discuss a little Blake Snell.
Yep, and then that quote that I've been teasing for 24 hours.
Yeah, the Andrew Friedman 24-hour tease quote.
It's lost some of the wind from the sails at this point.
But
this better be the spiciest quote I have ever heard in my entire life.
I hate
life.
The Padres and want them dead.
We will get to that next on San Diego's number one sports and Christmas station. Well, number two Christmas station.
Number two Christmas station.
97.3 The Fam. It's Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fam.
Here on 97.3 The Fam, we are Ben and Woods.
So some of the calls have been trickling out. The Blake Snell deal, the deferred money, more than $60 million deferred, which puts the Dodgers at over $1 billion in deferred money.
Yes.
It's a talking point that I've heard incessantly or in baseball circles the last few days. Again, it's within the rules. They're not going to go bankrupt because of it. If it's what they want to do, that's fine by me. And I'm not mad at Blake Snell for picking the Los Angeles Dodgers. You know, had he had an equal offer from the San Diego Padres on the table, which I don't know, you know, if the Padres even made an offer. I know they were interested, but did it ever get to a point of an actual formal offer for Blake Snell? Got no idea. But my hunch is that the Dodgers made the most lucrative offer to Blake Snell. It'd be nuts not to take that offer and still get to live in Southern California. And when he says, hey, you know, this is the place to be, I'm very excited to be here, of course he has to say that. It's his team for the next, probably, what is it, 5-year deal? 5 years. He's going to be with the Los Angeles Dodgers. So don't be mad at Blake Snell for doing what's best for him, his career, his family. I have no problem with it whatsoever.
No, I'm going to boo him mercilessly, though.
Of course, when he's pitching against the Padres. But when I see him on the field, you know, if I see him at spring training, whatever, they have nothing but kind words for Blake Snell.
Aren't they in Florida?
No.
They're not?
They're right down the road from Peoria, Glendale.
They are? Oh, yeah. Didn't they used to be in Florida?
We went there.
They used to be.
They
in
did.
Florida.
Vero Beach. Vero for Beach. Many, many years. And then they got smart and moved to Arizona
much closer.
All the smart teams do. But now they're.
I was going to say, if you're in Florida for spring training, we have a problem.
I'm not.
We have a scheduling issue.
It's literally like 8 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, it's in Glendale.
They share the complex with the White Sox.
That's true.
We've been there before. Yeah. So I don't have a problem with Blake Snell. One of the contract deals that did spill out, though. And this is fairly common now for big-time players. I think it goes all the way back to like when Kevin Brown signed with the Dodgers. A hotel suite on all road trips.
Okay.
Like in it, not just a regular room. Because players all get their own rooms in Major League Baseball. One of the perks of being a big leaguer. You don't have to share a hotel room. In the minor leagues, I believe they still have to share rooms.
God, I'd be the worst.
Which would be... I mean, the travel is a slog in the minors to begin with, and then you get there.
Buses and peanut butter sandwiches.
And then you get there,
Caesars.
And you got your roomie that you got to share the bathroom with.
What if you
gotta share
your roomie? What if you hate him? Or like,
wouldn't be fun.
What if he farts all the time? What if he snores? I mean, it's a nightmare.
But, Blake gets the suite. To me, that's not something I'd be holding out for. What do you do with this? I mean, you're not there most of the time. You're at the ballpark when you're on the road.
He's playing video games, obviously,
right,
in his suite.
Does that help to have a suite?
Well,
I mean, are you hosting other people in your suite? Why do you want to have a suite?
Because the suite's better than a regular room.
It's just a status symbol.
If you're in a position to ask for it.
And they'll say, yeah.
I know. It's just such a flex.
Bro, I would ask for a horse. I'd be like, I want a horse.
It's a flex to ask for it, isn't it?
Yes. 100%.
I had a suite in my room at the Cosmo last week. We didn't use the living room area.
No.
It's exactly. Nice to have.
Does anyone really use the living room area in a suite?
No. But
it's always nice to have, and you never actually use it. Because if you want to relax, you just go lay on the bed.
You ever get upgraded to a suite?
Yeah.
Because you've never paid for a suite.
No.
Never. Never once. But you've been upgraded.
When we traveled with the kids a couple of times, we needed more room, and we got the suite.
Yeah, of course. I mean, bro, if I was one of these guys, the highly coveted baseball free agents, the things I would ask for would blow your mind. I mean, it would be like a rock star in the writer. You know, it'd be like, all right, I want a suite for games. I want a suite on the road. I want use of the private plane 4 times a week. I want Masters tickets. I want Super Bowl tickets. Bro, I'd ask for the moon. We try it here and it never works. We just end up signing anyway. But yeah, dude, I think you ask for whatever you think you can get away with. And you know, they're not going to let a hotel suite stand in the way of signing a premier left-handed starter.
There's also a provision in the contract, and this is also something we've seen in other deals. Manny may have something similar. But Blake is also required to donate 1% of his salary to charity.
Okay.
Now, if you're required to do it, is it actually still a donation? If it's part of your contract, you have to do it. It's good PR. Obviously,
the Braves do this. They have a foundation.
You want your players to be giving back to the community, and you know, I mean, mandating it in the contract, I think, is not necessarily.
I think that's standard,
but it's fairly standard
fairly
nowadays.
Standard,
but
yeah.
I'm just fascinated by these little tiny
little tweaks
and tidbits that come out in these contracts, especially the big giant superstar mega deals that we're seeing. I would love to like go through Shohei Ohtani's contract.
What he gets.
And see just like what are the actual details of all of it.
Yeah.
And what Juan Soto's going to get. I mean, it's not just going to be the money. There are provisions after provisions after provisions.
So I think I can tell this story on the air, but I'm going to anyway. But I, friend of a friend, knows somebody that works for Boris Corp. And did you know that if you sign with Boris Corp, it's not only the great representation that you get, the huge name, the elite of the elite, the most money, whatever. Do you know that you get like concierge service? And I don't mean concierge service like
a Black American Express card or something.
I'm talking about like this. Let's say you're my client,
okay,
and you've signed with us, and we've gotten you this mega deal. And I think it's for obviously they're probably the upper crust,
the high end
guys. That like, let's say you're pitching for the San Diego Padres, and you're like, hey, we're going to build a house. Boris Corp will say they're They have a whole team that says, oh, don't worry, we'll handle it. We'll handle the contractors. We'll make the phone calls. You don't have to do a thing. You need us to plan a vacation for you and your family. Tell us where you want to go. We'll lay it out. It's the most full service scene that you could ever have. And I thought to myself, why do so many guys...
Now you're still paying for the house and the vacation.
Yeah.
With your money. But they're not paying with their money.
But they're handling it
all for you.
Think about all the things that they, like, that you could get them to do for you. Like, I need you... You got to pack my kids' lunch in the morning because it's making me insane. I'm going to need you here at 5 a.m. pack their lunch for them. They will do anything and everything
If I was an agent like Scott Boras, I would do anything to keep that business as well. Remember, 100%. He's getting... And you don't know the actual figure, but between like 3% and 8% of a $700 million contract. And guess what? He does not have to swing the bat once.
Correct.
Does not have to
gird up his loins one time.
Doesn't have to slide into anything. And he is still claiming a very large chunk ultimately of that money.
Oh, yeah.
I would do anything, of course, to keep that business from going somewhere else.
It's the little things like that. Because I've asked the question many, many times over the years of like, well, why are you signing with him? He has so many, you know, like it's the Jerry Maguire scenario where you're like, I'm one of 150. I don't feel special because everybody wants to feel special because you are special. You're one of the top 1% of athletes in the world. You're, by law, special. Man, you hear a story like that and you go, the ability to have somebody else take so much off my plate so I can just focus on going out and being the best I can be, staggering. You know, well, imagine like you're building putting an addition on your home and the contractors are calling. You're like, I can't deal with this. I got a game to pitch or play in. No, we got it. We'll handle it. Don't worry about it. You come back, your house will be done, blah, blah. You pay your cell phone, whatever. Like, we'll handle all of the day-to-day crap that weighs you down. And I heard that and I went, oh my God, that is like the greatest thing ever.
I was thinking about it the other day, actually. Do agents ever work in cross sports?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah. Multi-sport.
Like, why isn't Scott Boras like repping NFL and NBA players? Like,
I'm sure there are certainly specialties.
Like, I think the NFL big agent was like Lee Steinberg, I think, was it?
Yeah, you know, somebody.
Rich Paul right now in the NBA.
So many of the guys are with agencies and not specific agents. Like the Boras Corp, his agency focuses on baseball players, but you know, like IMG, they will have 50 agents that work for them, and there will be football agents and basketball, but technically you're with IMG.
I guess I'm talking about the super agents, the names that we know, the common fan.
I'm sure there's been a few who've gone and done multiple different sports,
like,
but...
Like, why wouldn't, like, Scott Boras rep Patrick Mahomes, you know what I mean, and his $450 million contract?
There's an expertise, I'm sure, involved that you get to know the specific details that have to go in, like, baseball contracts. Not that they couldn't learn the same thing for football as well, but probably focused on baseball, and they're doing
if it
just
ain't broke,
fine.
Yeah, if it ain't broke.
For sure.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting how it works, and when I heard that story, I just thought to myself, all right, okay, that makes perfect sense for me why you would have, it's those little things, it's the perks, it's the things that you don't expect, and having somebody take that off your plate is just staggering. I did want to get to this quote that I saw, and I find it interesting that Andrew Fried did this.
Can you tease it one more time?
I'll tease it one more time. We'll do that for you right after we check traffic. Certainly a different philosophy that Andrew Friedman is employing. And again, he's got several resources and ample resources to do what he wants. But I thought this was interesting. They asked him the other day about his kind of off-season strategy. And his quote was this: my goal is to not buy in July. I'm putting it out there right now. My goal is to do everything we can right now to not buy in July. It is a terrible time to acquire talent. And that struck me because, obviously, we have been in here, you know, kind of talking about, we're unsure what the Padres are going to spend, you know, in free agency, Ben. And we also think about some of the moves that A.J. Preller has made, and he's really done some really, really nice moves at the deadline. And I found that interesting. And your thoughts on that just kind of out of the chute. The rumor is they're going to get Teoscar. They're, I guess, pretty close on a deal.
They want to be so loaded and so deep that they don't have to make any moves trade deadline.
No moves at the deadline.
But, you know, you certainly understand. You're paying premium rates usually in prospect capital at the trade deadline to acquire whatever you need because other teams are desperate. You know, they're upping the offers. You've got to pay a lot at the trade deadline. So he wants to avoid doing that.
But you're also talking about a guy last year that got Michael Kopech and his NLCS MVP at the deadline for a bag of baseballs.
And Flaherty.
And Flaherty. For a bag
game
of
one starter.
Bag of balls.
which is why I think there's two ways to look at this. Sometimes you need just the time of the first 3 or 4 months of the season to really flesh out what your team looks like. And you don't know necessarily in December and January what you're going to need in July. So there's...
That's us. That's our philosophy.
And it's even the Dodgers last year. The Dodgers didn't know they'd have so many pitching injuries during the course of the year. You could say, yeah, well, as long as we've got all-stars at every position, all-stars backing up every all-star,
yeah,
five all-star pitchers and then another five all-star starters behind them, all-star closer, setup man, and then another few all-stars behind them, yeah, you won't need to make any trades at the trade deadline. But every club, you never know where your injuries are coming, and there's always going to be some question marks coming into July. So I don't know that you can ever say, I don't want to have to buy anything in July.
It's an interesting theory and an interesting way of doing business because, again, ours is so different. You know, we're always like, hey, let Preller cook at the deadline. Let Preller cook at the deadline. Some of the free agent moves haven't been the greatest. You know what I'm saying? Let Preller cook at the deadline. You bring in a Tanner Scott and Adam Paul or Adam Paul.
Jason Adam.
Jason Adam. Who's Adam?
Adam Paul.
He's in our chat.
Yeah.
See his quotes every day. Jason Adam, bring in those guys. That's when he really,
I
like
do think the Padres
work.
Almost intentionally went into last year knowing our bullpen isn't deep enough to start the year, but we can fix that later. But in some ways, that helped them. Like, if you had signed a bunch of guys before the season, you may never have had Jeremiah Estrada break out. You may want to see what other guys can offer, because then you have more information later in the year when it comes to July to make the true decisions that you need to make. You know, was Tom Cosgrove going to have a great season last year? Well, it turned out he didn't, so you needed a big-time lefty in Tanner Scott. Had Cosgrove, you know, had a 1 ERA and been your setup man, you wouldn't have gone after a Tanner Scott. But you can't know that before the season, which players are going to rise to the challenge and which ones, you know, may have a slump the year after they played really well.
Yeah, fair enough.
So I can see it both ways. I don't think it's necessarily, oh, the Dodgers are doing this better than everybody else because they don't want to have to buy players at the deadline.
Fair.
They don't know. I don't think they
I mean, Preller's had, he's had good and bad of both, I think, which most GMs do. Last year was a real, real nice win for him.
Rattle Report, some Shane Gillis tickets coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.